Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, for a second day in a row, Leo Varadkar is on the front page of the Irish Times, getting very chatty, and the paper covering his comments on the front pages yesterday and again today. This time round, Leo Varadkar has said that immigration numbers have risen too quickly in Ireland. He's in the US and he is speaking to a college newspaper where he stressed that while a majority of Irish people believe immigration had brought benefits to the country, people are also right to think that the numbers have risen too quickly. In the interview, Mr. Varadkar warned against rising populism and prejudice in parts of Irish society, but conceded immigration had proved to be a huge challenge for Irish society. He says that the majority of people in Ireland think that the numbers have been too big in recent years, and they're right. So I don't know if he's criticising himself as a Taoiseach for this, but he's saying that immigration has risen too fast. He also, in this college newspaper interview, has called on Simon Harris to call a general election sooner rather than later, saying that Simon Harris shouldn't let the polls go to his head, as they could easily change. Interesting interview there from former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Also on the front of the Irish Times, we're told that the number of private individuals hosting Ukrainian refugees has quadrupled from just over 4,000 at the start of last year to more than 16,000 now, and it costs €13 million a month. These are new figures released. And the paper says that the rising numbers of Ukrainian households accommodated under the scheme comes as the Department of Integration simultaneously moves to reduce the contracts with hotels to accommodate Ukrainians. The Irish Daily Mail: OPW's late U-turn on €600,000 PR contract. A public relations contract worth €600,000 was sensationally pulled last night by the Office of Public Works, amid claims that the OPW is treating the public purse like monopoly money. The PR contract was withdrawn just hours after it was published. So obviously, a bit of a hoo-ha yesterday when this contract went out, and now, according to the Mail, they've pulled the €600,000 PR contract. Obviously, the OPW could do with a good bit of PR at the moment, PR advice, given the bike shed and the security hut story. Also, the Irish Daily Mirror goes with that on the front page. The under fire OPW has ditched a tender process for a new €600,000 PR contract to combat negative publicity. The agency last night confirmed that it has pulled plans for the six-figure spend on spin doctors just hours after the Mirror revealed they had advertised it. Lots of budget news in the papers as well. The Irish Independent says a €250 energy credit and a double child benefit payment have been agreed in next week's budget bonanza. The budget is so boring these days. Years ago, we used to be excited about what was coming up because it would be a surprise. For now, we know it all. The coalition is going to front-load any bonus payments to the end of the year, obviously with an election looming. The USC will be reduced and money paid back from bailing out the banks will be specifically directed towards housing. That's what the Irish Independent tells us about the budget. It's nearly getting to the stage where you don't even have to bother to announce the budget in the Dáil because we know it all. The Irish Examiner says USC cut to boost low and middle earners. Low and middle income earners are going to benefit, according to the Examiner, from a cut to the USC. It'll go from 4% to 3% in next week's budget, which works out at several hundred euro a year returned into their pay packets. The Irish Sun tells us that the last Michaela McAreevy murder suspect has been cleared, shattering any hopes now of justice. A judge has thrown out the case. Michaela was killed while on honeymoon, of course, in Mauritius in 2011. So that's the last suspect now cleared. Inside the papers, frightening story from the Telegraph, and this may go on more than we realise, but we just don't hear about it because people might be afraid to go public. A man with a facial disfigurement was told to leave a restaurant because he was scaring customers. Oliver Bromley went for lunch in a cafe in southeast London after having treatment in the nearby King's College Hospital. However, he says he was turned away by a waiter who told him that he had upset other restaurant diners and would not be served. So this man's facial disfigurement has left him with one eye, and he decided to bring himself out for lunch. The food looked good, looked in the window, went inside, and they said there were cash only. He took out money, went to place his order, and your man behind the counter told him they had had complaints about him and he was asked to leave. He's spoken out to the media about this to raise awareness of what's going on. Absolutely frightening. He has written to the restaurant, hasn't heard back from them yet, but shame on the restaurant, that member of staff who told him to leave, and also shame on the customers. Can you imagine sitting down in a restaurant and calling a waiter over and going, sorry, that man is scaring me because he's a facial disfigurement? Really, really concerning stuff. That's in the Telegraph. I suspect not the only case of it. If you're wondering how romantic Donald Trump is, the Irish Independent has details of his first ever date with Melania. Melania has a new book out. Donald says the book is on the bestseller list already, but then when you look at the bestseller list, you don't see the book on it. So a bit of spin going on. Anyway, Melania Trump has revealed that her first date with Donald Trump involved him taking her on an hour and a half drive to look at a property he wanted to buy. She said that they drove an hour and a half to New Jersey so that Trump could view a property he was interested in purchasing. So he was combining business with taking me on a first date, Melania Trump says. She says it was very nice because there was the two of us alone in the car for an hour and a half, no other people, because at that time he was already known and a celebrity. So it was lovely to just be the two of them. Very romantic indeed. If you're thinking of going to Cheltenham next year, I know it's already very expensive to go there. Well, the Mirror tells us it's going to get more expensive because the price of Guinness is going up. Now, Cheltenham is trying to win back crowds because a lot of people didn't attend this year's Cheltenham Festival. However, the price of a pint of Guinness has gone from £7.50 to £7.80, which means in euro, it's €9.35 for a pint of Guinness at Cheltenham. So they're trying to win back fans. Not sure they'll win back Irish fans with prices like that. And finally, in the Mail, we are told the most iconic fashion item of all time is the Levi's 501s. The classic denims topped a survey of shoppers with 45% of the vote. In second place, the most iconic style of all time is the Ralph Lauren polo shirt. And then we have the Chanel little black dress, the Levi denim jacket, Converse trainers, Nike Air Max trainers, Ray-Ban aviators, bomber jacket and a plain white t-shirt. These are designs for the ages, according to this survey. Also, in the iconic styles of all time, we have UGG boots, the Fred Perry polo shirt, Crocs, a trench coat, Vans trainers and a Burberry tartan scarf. Read more about that in the Irish Daily Mail.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.